And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley.
It is Monday.
It's funny. It is funny. It's one of those things where I have missed a few days, and I kind of feel like that's kind of the norm. It's like, I get going, and then something happens, you know? And everyone that has been here with me, what is up, Men in the House podcast, Richard in the House, Nikki over on YouTube. If you guys haven't checked it out, you can head over to YouTube, Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley. Get into the conversation over there. I do kind of go back and forth because TikTok won't let me stream from eCam, which I look forward to the day when all that stuff will happen so we can stream everywhere. But, you know, last week I had a situation on Wednesday that just kind of, you know, blocked me for a minute, which that's the way that things will go. You know, we get in that point of time. We're going to talk about what I did this weekend in a minute. I'll kind of explain to you kind of my thoughts on the whole process. But anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out. It is Monday, like I said, getting ready to start off the week. And Michelle, how you doing? I thank you guys for being here. You know, you kind of watch, and I know that people kind of expect me to be here. And I'm just kind of trying to go back and forth because I say I want to do it every single day, but I'm starting to wonder if maybe I just need to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then take Thursday, Friday off. Because you just get kind of, I get kind of overwhelmed sometimes, and I need a little bit of time to think and process. And when you live life the way that I do, I feel like I was thinking about this yesterday. There's no time to stop. Okay. We have our yard, right? And there's a lot of things going on with building out this yard and doing the things that I need to do. And it's kind of funny because what happens is I end up like getting so overwhelmed with it. And all I know that I have to do it, but I got to, you know, I get no rest. And so Wednesday I had some kind of something going on. I did that I do my book review with Robert, which is kind of, I go through it, I get it done. Because it's stuff that I need to talk about, stuff that I need to do. And I've had that relationship with him. And then we were supposed to do the motivational music hour with Nikki, who is on here all the time and I support and supports me. And she's so helpful with everything she does. Just by the way, my YouTube channel has 325,000 views on it now, which with the help of Nikki, you know, thank you, Nikki, for helping with that. She's posting the clips, posting those things. That's how I got those views, by consistently getting that stuff posted up. But it's hard because I sit here and I record these episodes and I upload them and I don't have time to go and post those. And then I've kind of just, you know, you just kind of get overwhelmed with all the things that you have going on. So I'm lucky to have those people who help me get this stuff out. So thanks again, Nikki, for that. But, you know, that's it. Like, I have to kind of process and think about and do the things that I need to do. But we had the motivational music hour as well. And I just told her, you know, I was like, I know that she loves doing that and I love doing it too. But when I get to the point where I don't feel like I'm motivating, like I don't feel like I can talk about it, which happens, it happens. This person who's trying to be a positive person, who's trying to be this like motivational speaker every single day, has these things, and everyone does. It's kind of one of those deals. You can't be like, I can't force myself to be in a positive spot and feel like I'm just kind of going through the motions because nothing, it's like smiling, right? Smiling for me is one of those things where people have told me I have a great smile, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But I can't do it like fakely. So if someone tells you to go take a picture and smile for a picture, I have a really hard time doing that because it's not genuine. It's not something that, like, I hate taking pictures and I don't like smiling, you know, because it just feels fake. And that's the thing. I can't be fake about who I am and what I'm doing. So that's kind of the hard part for me to be able to do that. And that's how I kind of felt Wednesday. And Nikki knows that because I talked to her about it, but it's like, I just find it hard sometimes to be that person. And we all do. But coming from the background that I come from, where I was, you know, kind of this negative person all the time, and now I've kind of switched that around, the positive stuff that's there kind of outweighs all the negative things that are going on. So it's kind of crazy, but then you get in that negative headspace and you start to creep back into those old habits sometimes, and it doesn't last long, but it does last. It does happen. So I want you guys to know that even though it's there, it isn't easy. And it never will be. But how do you get better at things? And I started thinking about this, and as you know, I relate everything that I do in my life to other things. And so talking about this yard, right? I get a text message on Friday night from a friend of ours who works for a tree wholesaler, you know, and I have 3.16 acres. And so there's a lot of stuff to be done. We got the grass in. That was the number one thing because we wanted to make sure that the kids were taken care of and they had a place to play, right? It still doesn't give them the things that they need to play with, but they have a place. Like, that's not just a big old dirt pile in front of our house, because living on acreage doesn't just happen. And putting yards in are very, very expensive. Madison. My friend Madison is on here right now. Which is cool because she's a student of mine. So anyway, appreciate you being here, Madison. Awesome to see you. She actually used to babysit Tatum, so pretty cool. And I taught her, so that super cool, super awesome. But anyway, I relate these things in my life, and you look at these like 3 acres that I have sitting out here on my property, right? And it's like, what are you going to do with it? And I need to get some trees in. I need to get some things going. And so I went out, this guy texts me, he goes, "Hey, I got some trees," because he has leftover trees and they sell them at the end of the season when they've sold them all out and they got to get rid of them pretty quick. And so they make a pretty good deal on these really nice trees, but they're huge. They're like, I mean, we're talking like 350 pound root ball on them, and you're trying to manipulate these. And when you have this big, giant, long, awkward, like the tree is like 8 feet tall with this 3 foot wide root ball on it. And you're going to go take it and put it in this hole that you have dug, and you hope that it falls in there just right. And then there's a lot of physical work to it. And I know I don't have a problem doing physical work. Obviously, I worked at Les Schwab for 11 years, and I tell people how difficult that was. But it takes a little bit of work. And it's funny because what happens is, like, my wife and I were like, okay, well, we can only afford 2 right now. We need to just get 2. We actually needed 4 or 5, but, you know, we'll just do 2 right now. I get over there. I go pick up the trees on Saturday afternoon with the kids after I mowed the lawn. And the first thing that I did was, you know, we went and got this thing that I could use to haul around a bunch of dirt, hooked to the four-wheeler, make it easy on me. So my son and I, you know, he helped. He's 2. He didn't help a whole lot, but I got to help him kind of turn the wrench and do those types of things. And we got the thing put together, and then we hook it up. And then I took him in and I fed him lunch and fed Tatum, and then put him down for his nap. So this is when the work starts for me, because I have to find the time to do it. So I go outside, mow the lawn, and then go find out where I'm going to put these 2 trees, because I know I'm picking them up. Pick out the hole and start digging. Now I know how big these trees are because I planted 14 of them last year, and I planted very many of them over the years in the couple homes that I've had and things like that. So I'm guessing how big it is. And then what I told myself was, I'm going to guess how big this hole is because I don't have the tree there with the root ball, the exact measurement or whatever. And I'm going to dig it as big as I can, or as big as I think it is. And then I'm going to dig another 2 inches wider and another 2 inches deeper, because the last time I did it, they didn't fit in the hole and I had to take them out and dig the hole a little bit wider, which is very difficult. Luckily, I have my brother who is a lot stronger, and so the two of us could pull it out and do it. But you don't want, once you get this tree in this hole, you don't want to get it out of there. You know, you want to have it just right. So knowing this, I get there and I figure out what they are. And the guy who's selling the trees is like, "Hey, you should take all 4 of these." I'm like, "I should, but I can't because I just don't have enough money right now." But with that being said, this all ties into practice, right? Because I had done this before, so I know, and I've learned that the last time this was the problem, this is the problem this time. I'm going to make sure that this problem doesn't happen again. I don't want the tree to not be able to go in there. I want to make sure that I get the hole just right and all that before I go and dump this tree in here. Plus, I'm doing it by myself this time. And if it gets in there and I can't move it around, then I'm kind of hosed until someone can come help me. So lo and behold, I get home with these trees, told them I only could take 2. And I'm like, well, I'm going to plant 1 on this corner, 1 on that corner, kind of space them out away from each other on the front of the house. And so I start digging these holes. Or I had already dug these holes. And so the guy tells me when I'm there, he's like, "Yeah, you want to make it about 32 inches wide and 18 inches deep." I'm like, okay, because that's how they're digger. Like, they have this big giant like spade that goes over the top of the tree, goes down, picks it up, pulls it out, and then they wrap it and do all the stuff with it. First tree falls right in the hole. I measured it, made sure that it would work. And then the next one, the root ball, like I measured it and I got the hole about where it needed to be. And then the clump kind of came apart a little bit. So anyway, I got them both planted. Needless to say, it was pretty easy compared to the last time when we didn't quite have the holes dug deep enough and wide enough and all that stuff. I was prepared though, right? So I knew that I had to make that happen. I knew I had to do it a certain way. Well, my wife and I start talking about it. I took a picture of it. She's like, man, that really just like looks kind of bare. We need to put more in there. Well, what can we do? How can we figure out we can go get these other two? Because they're not going to be available for a while. And, you know, the nice thing about it is if you get them in there, they'll be in the same growth rate. They'll get kind of big at the same time, typically, although trees all grow at different time. She's like, let's figure it out. So we figured out a way. And as he told me, I should have took an oath. I went back and ended up buying two more. Not before thinking that I have to figure out that I had to see if he still had these other ones. He's like, they're going to go quick. We're not going to have them. I may not have them tomorrow. So I text him and I said, hey, do you still have those? And he goes, no, actually, they're gone. I'm like, okay, so, well, let's talk about what else you have. So I sent him a text and I said, hey, you know, what else do you have? We start talking about it. And at this point, we're like, well, maybe we'll take these ones. But we also, you know, I'm just going to have my wife come over there and look at what you have left. And maybe we'll pick two other different ones. He goes, you know what? He goes, I just got, and this was like 20 minutes later, the lady who was going to take those decided to take something different. So I still have those two birches. I was like, awesome. Okay, I'll be there at whatever time, you know, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. All right. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, I get up early on Saturday or Sunday to go plant these trees. And the cool thing about it was the next time, because the work that I had done the previous day, I knew exactly what I needed to do on these next two. And I knew that I had to make sure, you know, just like even to digging the hole, the process of digging the hole was so much easier because I knew how I had to do it. I knew what I needed to do to how wide I wanted to make it, to how big the hole had to be, to the process of what it was going to take. And so instead of it taking me, you know, 2-3 hours to plant two trees, it took me an hour. All because I learned from what I did before and made it better the second time around. So when we talk about practicing things, that's really where that goes. That's really the things that I think about. And it's really hard for people to understand that if they don't do those things. Getting better at whatever you do requires you to practice. It's not going to be easy the first time. It's not going to be easy the second time. And I'm telling you, this is as simple as planting a tree, but I would like to see people go out and try and do this thing that I have done and see that it isn't that easy. And there is a process to anything that you do. And if you can hone that process, no matter what you want to do, it will become much easier when you continue to process it and work on it and figure out the best way to make it happen. And you can make your time quicker. You can get things done a lot sooner, but you got to practice it. And that's how this positivity thing is. It's never easy. It's never easy, but you have to realize that you can relate that to the things that you're doing in life. Things as simple as planting a freaking tree. So I could have been out there all day working on that, doing those things, and just like been working on this yard all dang day. But it gave me the opportunity to be able to hone a skill, which is easy as digging a hole. You know, those are the types of things that you have to think about. If you can find that positivity, if you can use the things that you're doing in life to be better every single day at whatever it is, you're going to learn the lesson to make you better the next time around, even if you fail. And I didn't fail growing these trees. What's up, Joe? Thanks for hanging out. I didn't fail at planting these trees, but what I did was I refined the process and made it easier for myself. And I made that time. So that's kind of the thing. I'm getting to do a little bit help with the marketing at my current job a little bit today. And the cool thing about it is we're going to make some videos. And I've been speaking for a long time. I've been talking like this. I've been doing all these things that have made me better at what I'm doing now. And so those videos that we posted last week that I created just by taking pictures of things and editing and CapCut and putting them together are going to look much better in a month, are going to look much better in a year, are going to get me that experience that I need to get in order to be there. And sometimes you have to do some things for free in order to make that happen too. So remember that. It's not about always getting paid for what you're doing, but it's proving your worth and showing people that you can do those things. That's pretty much what I got. It's kind of one of those deals. You have to remember that even simple things in life are a process and take practice, and you will get better at them as long as you're willing to try to do that. So I hope that you guys have a great start of your week. We'll see you tomorrow. Check out Robert Watson's book, Ars Victorious. It's out. We're going through this. There's a lot of really good lessons in it. You can get that on Amazon. And then look forward to talking with Robert on Wednesday. I hope you guys have an awesome day. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Nikki Pav, Anna Mellon, our TikTok subscribers, Nikki, Lance, Frank, and Michelle. We appreciate you all being here. Have an awesome day. If you guys want to support the show, you can subscribe here on TikTok. You can go over to patreon.com/Wes Tankersley. Might be Shaping Success. I got to get better at that. The link's in the bio. We'll write that down so I see it next time. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.